authorities have arrested a 14-year-old California boy in connection with a series of bomb threats this week in Helena. Helena schools were evacuated this morning in what turned out to be the third hoax in 4 days. Officials quickly sent all students in grades K through 12 to predetermined evacuation areas and canceled the school day after the threat was phoned in. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says law enforcement is looking to press charges.
Kylie Wetzel! I need Kylie Wetzel!
A long line of students and parents waits in the state Capitol rotunda, not to learn about the building's history or to visit the governor's office.
We're being evacuated. We're signing parents and students out.
That's a Jefferson Elementary School secretary. The Capitol building is where Jefferson students go when evacuated. After checking their child's name off a green sheet of paper, parents are scrambling to figure out what to do with them for the day. Heidi O'Brien is taking her two boys to work with her.
You know, it upsets everyone's schedules.
She says she's torn. One part of her is happy the police are taking these threats seriously.
Yes, they should be. And then the other part of me is like, if this is a joke, like this is just such a sick joke.
Someone may take this as a joke. We don't.
Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton.
We'll pursue it. We'll find you. And we'll prosecute.
And police have found a suspect. The first bomb threat called in on Tuesday said there was a bomb in Capitol High's gym. The second call, Wednesday, threatened Helena Elementary schools. Researching the calls led authorities to think they may have been coming from out of state.
All the IP addresses, all the Wi-Fi connections, there are just so many ways you can connect with people this day and age. But all of them you can trace backwards.
Police Chief Troy McGee says his department asked the FBI for help.
Shortly after the call this morning, a 14-year-old suspect was picked up in Dublin, California, by their police department per our request.
The Lewis and Clark County Attorney's Office has been in contact with a prosecutor in California to sort out what charges may be filed against this boy. The police department says, for an adult, each threat would have been a separate charge of felony intimidation, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, a $50,000 fine, or both, again, for an adult. Helena School Superintendent Kent Colchin says the school district will find a way to make up the lost time, either through adding a school day or slightly extending remaining days, yet he says it won't replace the continuity of education the students would have had.
So when you get down right to the basis of the education of the child, it's really disrupting. It's disrupting to the child themselves as another bomb threat because we really want to offer a safe and secure environment for those children.
But as parent Heidi O'Brien is walking out of the Capitol building with her two kids, her 8-year-old boy Shannon says the bomb threat didn't really scare him.
The first time we had it, it was a fake, and then I kept on hearing about more fake bomb threats, so I kind of caught on that I don't think there would actually be a real bomb in one of the schools.
Unfortunately, adults can't think of it that way. I'm Dan Boyce reporting in Helena.